Oh, good morning, everyone. It's great to see you today. A nice warm day out there. Lots of rain this week. So recently, I saw a video online with someone talking about character and what that meant to them. And it got me thinking about that word as well. What does someone mean when they say they have character? We hear it mentioned from time to time, phrases like, that guy has character, or, oh, he's a shady character. Character has a lot of different meanings today in our English language, depending on the context that we use the word. But the root of the word character originates from the Greek word charakter, meaning mark, distinctive quality, and which itself comes from the verb kerassing, meaning to engrave or to cut furrows. So with that in mind, I'll read a couple quotes I found interesting about the subject that helped me get a better picture of the meaning of the word. Abraham Lincoln actually was quoted saying, "Character is like a tree and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what you think of it, and the tree is the real thing." And John Wooden emphasizes the importance of character over reputation as well, saying, "Be more concerned with your character than with your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think that you are." It seems a character is who we are on the inside, our core. It's etched into us. We can create a reputation, put on a front for others, but that's just a shadow, not who we really are. Like the tree in Lincoln's analogy, we see someone's reputation or image they put forth to the world and think, well, that must be a strong tree. It makes a big shadow. But we don't know that, do we? It could be rotten. We don't know unless we see the real tree. Both Lincoln and Wooden had other things to say about character as well. Wooden saying, "The truest test of a man's character is what he does when no one is watching." And Lincoln saying, "Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power." Either one of these scenarios can really bring out someone's true character, their true values and motivations. Our consistent actions across all different circumstances will display what our character is really like. As we read earlier, character means to engrave or mark. It's a mark of who we are on the inside and our core values. And as I read and thought more about this, there was something that I kept coming across a lot. And that was the difference between character and traits. Sometimes we may think of them as kind of the same thing. They both make up who we are, but they are different. In an article I was reading, summed it up pretty well, something like this. It said, "Character and traits are two terms that we often use interchangeably when discussing a person's qualities or attributes. However, the subtle differences between the two are important to understand. Character refers to the moral and ethical qualities of a person, including their integrity, honesty, and values. Now, traits, on the other hand, are specific characteristics or qualities that make up a person's personality, such as being outgoing, organized, or creative." So we can see here, as we read earlier, character is the core of our values and what we really believe. While traits make up who we are as well, they refer more to the natural qualities that we all have. And some may call them gifts as well. They are the things that we are naturally good or bad at. We can see these traits come out early in a child. Some people are more naturally outgoing or more energetic, athletic, better organized, or better at communicating. I can already see the differences between my own young kids. We all have these different traits, different skills and weaknesses. And what's interesting about this is that these set of traits are completely unique to us. Yes, someone else may have some of the same traits as you, but the combination that we have, the strengths, the weaknesses, fears, and experiences, we are one of one. And there was no one else like you. And that's a good thing. God made us that way. He made us different, and he has different plans for each of us. The personality traits we all have will not be the same combination as someone else's. We have different skill sets, different experiences from someone else. And God knows that. He knows what we're good at. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our gifts, life experience, knowledge that we each individually have. And over in Psalms 139 and verse 13, it speaks a little bit about this. It's a verse you've all heard many times. In Psalms 139, verse 13, it says, "For you have formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well." So he has prepared us for the life that we're living. He has a plan for us. And he has given you and given me specific traits to work with. When we think about these traits we all have, this uniqueness that we each have, and then read that verse in Psalms, you can't help but think there's a reason for that. There's a purpose for the way he made us. And to back that up over in Ephesians 2 and verse 10, I'll quickly read again Ephesians 2 and verse 10. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God had prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." There is a purpose. There is a forethought into who we are and how we are made. And God can use you and made you the way you are. We sometimes think, oh, I can't do this, or I can't do that. I don't have that ability. We can see people serving and think, oh man, I wish I could do that. I wish I had that ability. I wish I had those skills, those traits to do something like they are. I wish I was more outgoing, more organized, more empathetic, more energized, better communicator. You can all fill in the blanks for yourself or for my own self. We can make a list of traits that we wish that we had more of, and then we can use that as a crutch not to do anything. But we all know God made us the way that we are and can work with us with whatever traits that we have, because after all, he's the one who gave them to us in the first place. I say all that to bring us back to character again. Our core. Who are we on the inside? What is marked? What is engraved in our hearts? It's not our personality traits that display our character. It's how we use those God-given traits that show what our character really is. We have all been given different sets of traits, things we're good at, things we're not so good at. But how we use what we have been given is so much more important than what traits we have or don't have. Over in Luke 6 and verse 43, again, if you'd like to turn there, you can. That's Luke 6 and verse 43. Or actually 44, I'm going to start reading. It says, "For every tree is known by its fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from bramble bushes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." We can see our actions, what we do or don't do, comes from the heart. It comes from our character. But the traits we naturally have, the gifts God gave us, they will be there either way. Our character will determine how we use those traits. For example, if you have two people may have the same desire in their character to want to help others in need. The first person may have the personality trait that naturally makes them good at talking and comforting someone in a time of need. But the second person may not be so good with words. Instead, they come over to help in a different way. Maybe help that same person around their house building and fixing something that they needed. Both individuals had that desire in their character to take time out of their day and serve someone in need. But due to their traits and gifts that God has given them, they had to serve in different ways. Both ways were greatly needed, but the builder could not help with his words, and the person comforting was not able to build. But they both had that desire to serve and to help others in need. Now over in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 16, again, that's 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 16. It really hits this point home. It says, "And if an ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, would there be hearing? If the whole hearing, would there be smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body." We see again, God has made us exactly the way he wants us to be, with this combination of traits and gifts that are unique to you, one of one. So we can see how important it is to have that right character, to develop the character God wants in us. And to do that, we need to know what that character is, and we need to know what we want to change and what we want to strive for. They say to change your character, you need to start with a vision. A vision in your mind of what you want that character to be. Well, where do we get a better vision than that than in the scriptures and the examples of Christ's life that he has laid out for us? His character, his life, is a vision for all of us. It's important to meditate, examine, and spend time in the scriptures to really get a grasp in our mind of what that model, what that character we want to imitate is really like. We would never know unless we spend that time in prayer, in his word, in meditation, really trying to see who Christ was and what his character was or is. We can start with prayer, spend time asking God to help us see, help us get a full picture and a vision in our mind of what Christ's character looks like. And then with his help, we can spend time in the scriptures, reading the examples he set for us and those words and teachings he gave to us on how to live, how to treat one another, and really get the full spectrum in our minds of Christ's teaching so it's on the forefront of our minds, so it's on our minds all the time. And then we can spend time meditating, thinking, examining what we've read. Examine our own life in comparison, our own character and his. It's vitally important to create that vision, a vision of who we would like to become. And when it comes time to change our character, we know there's nothing better to help us than have God's Holy Spirit to help us overcome our weakness, expose the things that we have may not seen before. We know with God's help and the Holy Spirit, we can change our heart and our character. He can put his mark on us. He can engrave his character on our hearts. God's loving character. We know the greatest commandment is love God and love your neighbor. And quickly, over in 1 John 4 and verse 8, it says, God is love. Again, that's 1 John 4 verse 8. It says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So we're all made differently, as we mentioned. We all bring different skills, different perspectives, and different personalities to the table. God has given us a unique set of traits to work with and has given us the life and the free will to use those gifts. How we use what God has given us comes down to our character. Who we are on the deepest level. Is it self-interest and reputation? Or is it love? Love for God and love for others. He gave us His Holy Spirit to help us, to mark us, and to shape us. Though we are different, we can be marked by God's character, no matter the different places we find ourselves and drastically different lives that we all live. Rich, poor, weak, strong, young, old, man or woman. We can all have the same mark, that same character engraved in our hearts. The mark of God, His character, can be seen in all of us, in different ways, with our different traits. He made us the way they are, way that we are, with a purpose. Gave us the traits we have that individualize each and every one of us, knowing full well the potential we could all have with His loving character.